You're listening to Gerald Fleury and the Key of David on 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm.
Greetings, everyone. There is truly one of the greatest prophecies in all the Bible being fulfilled before your eyes. For decades, people in Europe have tried to unite the European power politically, and they have not been able to do so. And yet, if you look at Revelation 17, it says there are going to be 10 kings there that are going to be a real superpower, and it's going to become what is called the Holy Roman Empire. And it's also going to be led by a strong man, a strong leader that's going to, well, help sort of hijack that European Union, which is a real power in the world today. We have a new book coming out, and we want to offer it to you now, and that is it's titled The Holy Roman Empire in Prophecy. And it is a book that will shock you and inspire you at the same time, and it's just a real key to understanding Bible prophecy. And I just hope that all of you will request it. But just how is how are the 10 nations going to unite in Europe politically? Well, the United States is going to play a key role in that in a negative way and help them to unite in a way that was actually predicted by Herbert Armstrong many years ago. It is going to become a strong political and military power. And I want to talk to you today about the American-Europe financial crisis. The two units are tied together. The two entities are tied together. Here's something that Herbert Armstrong wrote in 1984. He wrote about the massive banking crisis in America. Quote, it could suddenly result in triggering a European nations to unite as a new world power larger than either the Soviet Union or the U.S. Now, that is a lot of power, and he explained how the European banks and all of these American banks are tied very closely together. It ties together one financial structure, one financial unit, you could say, and in a way includes much of the global world because it's such a powerful force. But Mr. Armstrong predicted years ago that financial crisis would cause these 10 nations to be united that people had tried so hard to unite up to that point and could not. And even to this point, they haven't been able to do it the way they want to. But it's really beginning to move fast in that direction, and it's going to shock this world when that great superpower bursts on the scene. You're going to see that happen in your lifetime, and I mean very, very soon. There's already a financial crisis in action in America and in Europe, and they're closely tied together, which is what maybe a lot of people do not understand. The European Union now has 28 nations, or is comprised of 28 nations, and the whole purpose of that union from the beginning to now was to, well, we've got to have this European Union so that we can control a dangerous Germany who started two world wars. Now, that was the purpose of it. But the whole thing has been reversed, and Germany has gotten control financially and is ruling Europe with a strong arm right now financially. We need to think about that because Germany has risen to power again in spite of the plans of men immediately after World War II. America is going to be the real catalyst, though, to unite this 10-nation unit in Europe, or the 10 kings talked about in Revelation 17. And I want to read to you a scary report that you may not be familiar with. it should be scary to all of us in America, because listen to what Nancy Pelosi wrote in USA Today, September 17, 2013. She said, 5 years ago today, when I was the speaker, I gathered the other Democratic House leaders in my office to discuss the latest financial news. I told them that as a matter of course, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson briefed me on the state of the markets and the financial system, but had not done so that week. In that time, Lehman Brothers had filed for bankruptcy, Merrill Lynch had faced failure and had been purchased by Bank of America, and 2 days earlier, AIG had survived only after a Federal Reserve bailout. After the meeting at 3 p.m., I placed a call to Secretary Paulson and asked him to come the next morning to brief the leadership. Then came his stunning response. Madam Speaker, tomorrow morning will be too late. Tomorrow morning will just be too late. And she continues to write, we then planned to meet at 5 p.m. that day, and I invited Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke to join us. Later that evening, the meeting commenced with Democratic and Republican leaders from both the House and the Senate. Secretary Paulson described a meltdown and financial crisis from the depths of hell. Her words. When I asked Bernanke what he thought of the Secretary's characterization, he said, quote, if we do not act immediately, we will not have an economy by Monday. This was Thursday night. Everyone in the room was flabbergasted. And in other reports, it said they all had white faces. They were so scared. Well, now, what kind of a blow did that strike against the American economy? Here is what the Der Spiegel wrote. This is Germany's major magazine. Quote, it really does look as if the foundations of U.S. capitalism have shattered, observed German daily Der Spiegel. They've been shattered, like implying that, well, the foundation has been virtually destroyed, and it will never be able to come back the way they're implying there. And really, our economy hasn't ever really come back from that terrible meltdown. What have we done to try to correct that problem? Well, Chancellor Angela Merkel and President Nicolas Sarkozy, at that time President of France, said it is America's fault. And America caused Europe all kinds of problems and breakdowns because of our outrageous debt. It's all because of debt. That's what caused the problem. Have we solved the debt problem? Have we solved that problem? The U.S. Treasury Department website has this. When the present administration came to power in January 20, 2009, federal debt outstanding was $10.6 trillion. Now, this is on the Treasury website, U.S. Treasury. It currently stands, the debt stands at $18.1 trillion, from $10.6 trillion to $18.1 trillion during the present administration's running of the government. President Obama has added $7.5 trillion under his term. It will probably be close to $19 trillion when he leaves office. Then it says that added at least $8 trillion. That is more than all the debt that was accumulated by all the presidents from our founding to October 19, 2005, which was a year into President Bush's second term. It just keeps on soaring. The debt just keeps on soaring, as if we are out of touch with reality. I can't imagine why that wouldn't scare a lot of people. Notice what we wrote in thetrumpet.com just July the 6th. I'll just quote this article. Yet now, the Bank of International Settlement, that is BIS, one of the world's leading financial authorities, is warning that when the next crisis strikes, central banks won't be able to save the day again, whether here in America or in Europe. They won't be able to save the day. Why? The life preservers have all been used. The Telegraph called the BIS report a scathing critique of global monetary policy. According to the BIS, in some jurisdictions, monetary policy is already testing its outer limits to the point of stretching the boundaries of the unthinkable. You want to ponder that? We're stretching the boundaries of the unthinkable. Is it possible that this could wreck the entire economy? That's what they mean. They're stretching the unthinkable. They shouldn't even be there, but we're there in America and in much of Europe. The policy mix has relied on the very debt-fueled growth model that lay at the root of the crisis, wrote the authors. And who has the worst debt of all in the world? Why, the United States, by far. Many experts said that the financial crisis in America was within hours of wrecking the economy. Now, I'm sure there'll be people that disagree with that, but nevertheless, you have to admit that it was a scary, frightening specter that we saw at that time. What was going on? How serious is it? Well, maybe we ought to take a look at what's happening in Greece today and take another look at this. But did we take any kind of radical action to correct this problem and to make it or to solve it? Well, no. The debt is soaring, and growing worse every day to the tune of $3 billion. What do you think about that? I mean, you just ask almost any authority, or many of them anyhow, will tell you a worse crisis is coming. Let me just read you another quote. I expect that within the next year or two, we will see some major, major problems in the world financial markets, warned famed investor Jim Rogers just days prior to the BIS report. A serious, serious problem, because there's nothing to rescue us. The interest rates are virtually at zero. So that type of rescue is not available this time around. Let me read to you something from the CBO. Now, the CBO is the Congressional Budget Office. That is they're supposed to be the watchdog of our budget and our finances and tell us when, well, maybe it's spinning out of control. So let me read to you a quote from an article by Stephen Dinnan in the Washington Times, June the 16th. Here is the title of the article: Government Debt Threatens to Send U.S. Economy into Death Spiral, CBO Warns. Into a death spiral. What is that? What is it all this talking about? It goes on to say the long-term outlook for the federal budget has worsened dramatically over the past several years, the CBO said in its dire report, blaming large deficits that piled up under President Obama's stimulus and more fundamental changes to the economy that have caused Americans to leave the workforce in favor of government support. Well, what about that? I mean, really, you had... They go on to say that this economy of the future is doomed. If we don't do something, and if we don't do something, it could be absolutely wrecked within a decade, within 10 years. Well, it's a catastrophe. And the people of the U.S. don't seem to really understand that much about it. But let me tell you, this is no small problem. We're getting this debt is growing so fast that we're getting weaker by the seconds. And I mean, that's something we ought to be concerned about. So let me just take you to that scripture about the 10 kings, which ties us to Europe and their financial crisis. And it's all tied together. And what happens in America is going to intensely shake Europe in a negative way. Verse 10 of Revelation 17, this is about Europe and what's going to happen there and is happening right now. Verse 10, and there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. So you have seven heads of the Holy Roman Empire. And this new book will explain all of that to you. But Mr. Armstrong was on the scene and when the sixth head was here, when one is, and he explained what was happening, and that there was another head that has not yet come, but it has now come and is ready to just burst on the scene anytime. And I mean anytime, because Greece shows how quickly that whole 28 nation EU, it's called, could unravel and could develop, or let's say evolve backwards into 10 nations, or be pared down to 10 nations. But it's only going to last a very short time, it says, and that's 3.5 years. And what's going to happen after that? Verse 12, and the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Here are the 10 horns, or the 10 kings. Now this is the last head of that Holy Roman Empire, and it's going to have 10 horns or 10 kings. It's not going to have 28. It's going to have 10. And that's what this financial crisis is going to trigger and promote in a powerful way. So this, again, our new book will explain all of this to you, but the crisis in Greece is a sign of how the European Union is unraveling. And the debt problem is going to cause enormous problems, and the biggest one of all is going to be the debt in the U.S. if we have another meltdown, and many experts say we will, and it'll be many times worse. I mean, I'm just telling you what you can read practically every day in your news magazines and papers, or watch on television. But at that financial crisis in Europe, God says, is going to bring a strong man on the scene. Daniel 8 and verse 23 tells you that. And then if you go on to verse 24 and then verse 25, you will see that Jesus Christ himself is going to return and destroy that superpower in Europe and a lot of other superpowers until there aren't any left. And he rules this earth and brings it peace and joy and happiness forever. Now that is something to get excited about. If we think soundly, we must love that news. Notice verse 13. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb. They're going to fight Christ. Again, the same thing here as in Daniel 8. And the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. They that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Well, what do you know? There's going to be saints with Christ, the ones that helped him get the message out before his second coming, are going to return with him and fight with him as sons of God in his family. That's what the gospel is all about. And those people are also going to be protected physically. Another wonderful reward for just getting this message out and delivering this message free to anybody who wants it. That's why we give all of our booklets and books and magazines for free, the television program, everything, because God said, freely you have received, freely give. And because we do it His way, He supports it. He backs and supports the message through His own converted members. Verse 17, for God has put in their hearts to fulfill His will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. So God, it is God's will that that happens. Why? Well, it's going to happen because of our sins. Did you know, if you look closely, America is leading the world in sins? If you take the Bible standard and use that. Now, how does all of this affect or tie in with Europe and with Greece and their crisis they're having right now because they're bankrupt? Well, the New York Times wrote this, July 13, 2015, Roger Cohen, quote, Europe once again, at a moment of crisis, faces the quandary of how to deal with German power. The German question is back. Precisely the thing that Germans were most uneasy about, and their neighbors too, has now occurred. Germany dominates Europe to a degree unimaginable even 15 years ago. Well, what does it mean? Well, look what they're doing to Greece now, just financially. Here's an article by Ambrose Evans Pritchard. This would be 13th of July, 2015. And here is the title, that Greece is being treated like a hostile, occupied state by Germany, is really what he's talking about. A new deal for Athens is the worst of all worlds and solves nothing. In other words, it's going to unravel, and they're going to get down to those 10 nations, and it's all prophesied. But it shows the power that Germany already has. Germany is doing this, and he goes on to say that it offers no conceivable way out of the country's perpetual crisis. He said it's like sending in EMU gendarmes or the military or something to enforce whatever they wanted. And there's Yanis Varoufakis, the former finance minister, says the Eurogroup is completely and utterly controlled by Germany. Can you imagine that? Germany moving in and controlling your country? Something amazing is happening in Europe. And Germany has power that all of these European EU members were supposed to control. They were supposed to control a dangerous Germany, and look what Germany is doing today. And that great power is being hijacked and is going to be totally hijacked before it's over and taken away, frankly, from the German people even. Notice what he also said, and this is taken from the New Statesman, July 13th, 2015, and he said, I ask whether German attitudes control the outlook of the Eurogroup. And he said, he went further, oh, completely and utterly, not attitudes. The finance minister of Germany, it is all very well-tuned orchestra, and he is the director. And he goes on to say that, look, they're beyond the law themselves. And this is coming out of Germany, and this is what he's talking about. And I'm telling you, this was all prophesied. And I could have more reports here I could give you, but I'll tell you, Greece is totally bankrupt and can't do anything about it. Here's what one man said, either we are going to accept these draconian measures, that's the Greece's reform minister, we're going to accept these draconian measures, or it is a sudden death of our economy through the continuation of the closure of the banks tied in with America. And so it is an agreement that is practically forced upon us, he told BBC Radio. One diplomat said that was tantamount to turning Greece into a German protectorate. This is an article by Paul Taylor. It's Reuters.com. But look, Mr. Armstrong said years ago that it was going to be the collapse of the Western world's financial system led by the United States that was going to unite those 10 nations into what is called the Holy Roman Empire, and there's going to be 10 kings, and they're going to be led by Germany, and it's going to shock the world, and at the very end of that last head with those 10 kings, Jesus Christ is personally going to come and destroy that great empire and usher in peace and joy and happiness for all eternity. That is in your Bible throughout. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
For more information on today's program, request our brand new free booklet, The Holy Roman Empire in Prophecy. This new booklet will shed more light on the history and the prophecy of this destructive empire. As was brought out on today's program, global economies are tied together. The financial crisis we see in Greece is a small example of what you can expect to see happen in America and Britain. The Holy Roman Empire will continue to play a major role in this financial upheaval. Also request our free booklet, Germany's Conquest of the Balkans. This is critical recent history of how the Holy Roman Empire conquered the Balkan region. You'll also be sent our free reprint article, The Final Resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire is Here. All of today's literature will help you understand the historical roots of the Holy Roman Empire and how it's beginning to affect global affairs right now. To keep up to date on the advancements of the Holy Roman Empire, request our free monthly news magazine, The Philadelphia Trumpet. Also, visit us online at thetrumpet.com. Here you'll find daily news updates, as well as in-depth columns about today's major prophetic events. For more information on today's program, request our brand new free booklet, The Holy Roman Empire in Prophecy. Also request our free booklet, Germany's Conquest of the Balkans. You'll also be sent our free reprint article, The Final Resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire is Here. All of our literature is free and will be sent to you with no cost or obligation. Order now. For the free literature, call 1-800-339-7629. Again, that's 1-800-339-7629. To watch the program online, visit us at keyofdavid.com. If you would prefer to write for today's literature, send your request to The Key of David, Post Office Box 3700, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083.